we learned chayiv. That's what it says. No, if you write one ois on this Shabbos, another verse on next Shabbos, you chayiv. I tell you, that's talking about the cases v'shigagash Shabbos, where the person forgot today was Shabbos, and v'zod the malachas, he knew you know how to write on Shabbos. Just he forgot today was Shabbos. If so, the server here we hold that then yedir lechatzishir. Here it's only yishaylam that if there's yedir lechatzishir or not. It's a shigagash Shabbos. He forgot today was Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos also he forgot. So Shabbos is in between. Even if you want to say that the yom shemitayim is called like yedir. But that's the machlokes if you say yesh diyur ein yedir lechatzishir. So the one that says over there that yichayiv holds ein yedir lechatzishir. That's why yichayiv. So if it's very good according to Rabbi Chisda, if it comes out good that we're saying according to Rabbi Chisda, he holds Rabbi Kiva holds that Shabbosim is kugufim bamiyah. That Rabbi Kiva agrees to. So therefore, that we say over here that Yipotar, that's the style of the Shabbosim is kugufim bamiyah. Yes. That Rabbi Gamliel holds a kabakiva, it's called kagufan damian. And when you say taki yechayiv, it's a shiloh of not kagufan damian, because it was v'shigah Shabbos, if it got to with Shabbos. And it happened twice, so if it's a shiloh, if you have yedi in between, so he holds the reason why yechayiv, because he holds any yedi l'chatishir. The Mordechai says, elu l'rava, according to Rava, well, I guess it should be Rava. Elu l'rava, tiyom that he holds tefillah, Rabbi Kiva holds. This Shabbos, kaguf echad hein, that no, Shabbos is not good guf and dummy, but rather two or three Shabbos must feel like one guf. That was Rabbi Kiva's svara. If so, it's a machlok. How can you answer the stira then? So Bishlam, I could understand according to Rabbah. Hard the time of that we learn chayiv, that if you write one ois this Shabbos, and one ois the next Shabbos that you chayiv, atayim ishkakas, so you could find it, vein bezod in Shabbos, v'shigros malachis. The case where the person knew today was Shabbos, he just forgot to know how to write on Shabbos. And he wrote one ice on this Shabbos, and one ice on the next Shabbos. And he holds what the Shabbos is called guf echad hein, that the Shabbos is called like one guf. We don't look at each one separately, but look at two of them together. And ulbein b'shigagah Shabbos, v'zod ha'malachis, it could be the tzemel, that's why he holds yichayiv. Since the Shabbos is called guf echad b'ami, so it's like he did the whole malach on the Shabbos, therefore yichayiv. Ulbein, the same with the apostle Yosef, we want to say the case is, b'shigagah Shabbos, but the person forgot today was Shabbos, but b'zod the malachas, he knows you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Just he forgot today was Shabbos, and he wrote one verse this Shabbos, and he wrote another verse the next Shabbos. So even if you want to say the days in between is called like Yediyah, but still hold, ein Yediyah l'chatzishir. So even though we knew in between, but that Yediyah means nothing, since he only wrote the chatzishir, ein Yediyah l'chatzishir. And the next Shabbos, when he writes another verse, here will be chayiv b'chatzis. So it's very good the price that it says if you write one ois this Shabbos and another ois the next Shabbos, that Yechayim Bechatis, that comes out good. Because three old Shabbosim is Kaguf Echadami, and also when you deal a Chatzishir, so both ways you'd be Chayiv. But the more is, but the Eloha, the Tanya, that we learned. Potter, if you write one ois on this Shabbos, another ois the next Shabbos, you put on. The Mayim Bukmas Law, according to you, Rabbah, how do you put it? How does it come out? The Churu, Loi Bechod, doesn't come out like this, but no, not like that shot. Like neither shot can come out. And neither case, as Rashi says, Beshigagas Malacha, the case where you forgot the Malacha was awesome, Loi Mukmas Lo can't come out. The Omalia you said before, Rabbi, the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, La to Guf and Dam, and each Shabbos is not like a separate Guf. And therefore, Mistarfen, it should be Mistarfen to Shabbos. And therefore, it would have been a case of Beshigagas Malacha, where you knew today was Shabbos. Just you forgot the malach was also, so you should be chayiv b'chatis. So why doesn't say yipotah? And the opposite way, let's say b'shigagah Shabbos, you forgot today was Shabbos, nami lo, you can't say the case. Because the nami, even you want to say miyom shem atayim have yedi l'chalik, but Rav Gamliel holds, t'ein yedi l'chatishir. So what's the pshat that he says yipotah, this price that can't come out good, like a chad, and that neither case could come out. So Moses says back, no. Omulach Rabbah will answer back like this and say, from Gamliel, I'll tell you, through like Rabbi Eliezer, when Gamliel holds like Rabbi Eliezer, he does not like Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you, Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Tiyoma, the Rabbi Eliezer says, Shabbos is a guf and domion, yes, each Shabbos is called like a separate guf by itself. So that's why you put them. If you did one ois on this Shabbos and one ois on the next Shabbos, we're now going to start the two Shabboses. Because each Shabbos is called like a guf b'fniyat, like a separate guf. So each one's only a chatzishir, that's why you potter. So when it says, Vamidik Tani, since it says what? Amoid, the Rav Gamliel agrees, Mechlal, the Pligi Achronaisa, Mash Miyag is on something else. So what does he argue on? Iyamit Bishkan Mechlal Akiva Thrill, if you want to say very good, like Rav Gamliel is saying, that's Rav Gamliel holds like Rav Akiva. Haino, the Pligi, that's where he argues, Beshigigar Shabbos, in a case where you forgot today was Shabbos, Vizad the Melochas, but you knew the Melochas was also. That's what the Machlekes said to Gamliel, Sabar, and Yedilech HaTishir. He holds even though Yom Shematayim is Mechalik, but Yedil does not help because then Yedilech HaTishir. On this we say, but Amoidu and Gamliel, and Gamliel would agree though, that Vizad and Shabbos, that the person knew today was Shabbos, who Shikagas Melochas, just if he got this Melochas was also, Shu Potter. In that case, he would hold your Potter. Alma, why? Because Shabbos is a goof and onion. Each Shabbos is called like a goof by itself, and therefore it came aside after two, then it will come out good. But Eliyam, if you want to tell me though, that Rabbi Gamliel Karabi Elezer Thrilay, if you rob a one answer and say that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Elezer Shritom, is so mechlaud, the plea given I. It's smash one in this he agrees, but someplace else he argues. Where would be the case that Rabbi Gamliel argues? So Gemara says, you know, this part of the question, mechlaud, the plea given I. If the person forgot today was Shabbos, this is the melachos. You know these melachos are also afilu Rabbi Elezer from Gamliel Sfirulei. Then you deal lechat tishir. The idea does not help you. You still be potter. The Tanya we learned hakoyse shtei yoisis v'shtei shabbosis. He wrote two oisyos within two shabbosis, which means to say ois achas the Shabbos. He wrote one ois this Shabbos, v'yois achas the Shabbos. Who another ois the next Shabbos. So in such a case it says that Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yechayev. You see clearly, Ein Yedir Lechatishir. The yellow must be what? Biyachas, I tell you, the case where he argues is like this. Biyachas Olaharik, a different halacha. That Chiyuv and Mechayev, that's where he argues and says Yechayev. There's no one learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Oymar, Ho'oyrig Shloy Shechutim Batkhilo. The Melechis Oyrig of weaving. You have to first start weaving a baguette from the beginning. You have to weave at least three threads, three chutin. But the echad al orig. But let's say you have a baguette that was woven already, and now you add one more string to it. Yechayiv. That's the leather shita. So that's the leather shita. Holds one al orig is chayiv. Yeah. Like Rashi says, it means ela biyachas al orig. That's what Polygram Gamliel of Rebbe Elezer. Rabbi Kama, that Moed Rav Gamliel Rav Lezer, Rav Gamliel agrees to Rav Lezer, the Kaiser for Yitzachas, in the case of Zodah, and Shabbos he knew today was Shabbos, Shigas Melacha Shupota. Why the Shabbos is Kaguf and Damyun, Viafagav the Pilagoleh, Biachas Lag, even though Yag is in a different Alacha, here he agrees. So I'll be Pshat according to Rabbah. Now the Gemara says, that Rav Al Gisha should be Rav Omar, Mechlav the Pligi Bechoda, where is the Mashma the Yagi is on? Like this, the Tanya was on like this. Hoitzi Chatzi Gregris. Somebody carries out on Shabbos a Chatzi Gregris, a half of a date, that's half of the Shia to be Chayiv for Hoitzi Seichlin. And then Bechoda Hoitzi Chatzi Gregris, Balamachas. On one Shabbos, with one forgetting, he took out twice, and each time was a Chatzi Gregris, and together he carried out a Gregris on Shabbos from Shus Yachat, which was Rabbin. Slocher is Chayiv. He's like a chayiv achatis. What's going to be b'shtei halamis? He took out one and he remembered, he reminded himself he did the aveira. Then he forgot again, he carried out a second time potter. Because each one was only a chatishir. Rabbi Yosi Yoma behelem echod. If it was one forgetting, but also b'rishus echod. Means he took out chati gregus from one house to that b'rishus rabbim. And then the second one, he took out the exact same b'rishus. Then he's chayiv. But let's say b'shtei rishus, he took each one out to a separate rishus, and chami, then taki apata. So in such a case, Rabbi Gamliel katanakamo, Rabbi Lezer krab yaisi, that's where the machlokes is. That the Gamliel goes like the tanakamo, they say what? That yechayiv, even though it was two different rishus, and Rabbi Lezer goes like krab yaisi, it has to dafka be in the same rishus, not in two rishus, in two rishus. Tavim Mor says, Toshma, come in here. Oh, Maloi, he says the Mishnah, normally said back, Chayiv HaKolachas V'yachas Mekal V'Choymer. Rav Lezer said back to Rav Akiva that you chayiv on each one separately. And he had a Kal V'Choymer. Oh, Ma Nidah, Ma Duch of a man is boiled on Nisha Nidah. Shein bo toitzoyes harbi. There's not a lot of special alokis about Hilchas Nida. And still yechayiv on heichatoyis, that's Rabbi Elazar's shita. The man lives with his wife five different times when she's a Nida, even though it's Belamachas, he owed yechayiv five. So for sure, Shabbos, there are a lot of different alokis, a lot of different malokis. How about yechayiv each one separately? That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, Bishleim Rav Chizda is very good. The Mishnah according to Rav Chizda Shita, Bishleim Rav Chizda, the Yom Riyod, Shigga Shabbos, where the person forgot that it was Shabbos, Vizod the Malachas, but he knew the Malach was also Boiminei. That was Rabbi Kiva Shaila, that the Yomim Shem Betayim, the days in between from one Shabbat to another Shabbos, Mi Heaven Yedil Achalik is a called like Yedi in between. That for sure the person real Shabbos passed by. That's called like Yediyah. Oiloi, maybe no, it's not called Yediyah. Maybe the guy did not think. Oivei, I did Malachis on the Shabbat of his boy. If so, that was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. Hainu the Komale. That's good that Rabbi Levi answered back and said, Oma Nida. Madacha Nida. That what Rashi says, Hainu the Komale, Oma Nida. The Nida is Bo Yediyah Yom Shabbatayim. Because like we'll soon explain, that there are days in between also by Nida. That's why Rabbi Lez answered back to Shail of Nida. We'll soon see what the case is of Yav Mishem Betayim. But it's good that Sushtal of Nida to Shabbos. Elo the Rav, according to Rav Ashito, the Yom of the Hiyol, that the Shail was what? By Zod and Shabbos. If you know for sure today was Shabbos, for Shigas Malachis, but you forgot the Malacha was also, who do boy Minei? That was Rabbi Kiva Shail. The Shabbos is Ika Gufan Damian. Viloi. Is each Shabbos called like a new goofy now it's time from one to the other. Therefore, Chayv is separate Chatas be Shabbos or not. If so, listening Nidois. He should have said back to him Nidois, different ladies. Shash Yelmer Rav of Yom Lich Gufin Boiminei, my Poshet Le Minido, the Nido, my Chila Gufinik, there's no Chila Gufin. It's one Isha. See if the Shalor is, each Shabbos called like another goof. What's the proof in the fact that man lived with his one wife when she was Nida five times? It's one goof. So how could you think you're right for Nida? How is Shaila of Shabbos? The Shaila is one Shabbos called like a goof by itself to get to the next Shabbos. So where's the Anachanami? Yomalach Rav, Rav will say back, Tani Nidus, you should learn in the Mishnah Nidus, Anachanami. But she says, Mizman Nidus, Shein Ben Tetzor Shabbos, not a lot of lochis. Habu Achomish Noshim Nidus, they became on five different ladies. They were needed Shabbos Kolachas V'Yachas to Kugufin Ninu. If so, Shabbos Lakol Shagayin is also called Kugufin Ninu. And according to Rabbi, you have to be Goros in the Mishnah Nidois. Shmuel the Gemara says Tana Nida. Shmuel learned in the Mishnah Nida one. Why? Because Rashi says he holds like Rav Chizda. Rav Ada Barava Tana Nida also like Rav Chizda. So Shaila was if Yom Shematayim is called Kidi or not. Rav Nosson Bar Roshi Yomah Tani Nidos. He always like Nidos, and the Melech Yibigoris. That's where Rav learned. Now the Gemara says, "Ule Rav Chizda the Yomah Kontra because it holds what Shigur Shabbos the person forgot today was Shabbos. Vizod the Malachas knew the Malachas were also though who the boy Menei that was the Shaila, and the Shaila was the Yom Shemitayim may have Yedila Chalik from one Shabbos to another Shabbos the days in between. Is that called like Yedia? You knew for sure Shabbos passed by." That should be mechalik. Should be chayv a separate chatas, which each Shabbos. Viloi. So question is nida. So that the Rebbe Lez answered back a raya kavuchem from nida. My by nida. My yom shematan hevedi lechalik. What does it mean to say by nida the days in between should be lechalik? How were the days in between mechalik? The chura. What does it got to do with it? How many days passed by? The shaila was you were shaygig. You did not realize you lived with your wife when she was a nida. So what do I care how many days passed by? So my answer is, I'm a rob, I could go in the case to Shabbos Leva Tavlo. You live with her, and then she went to the mikvah. For Ross and the husband realized that she went to the mikvah. For Chosra Bola, then live with her again. For Tavlo, she went to the mikvah again. For Chosra Bola, the Tefillah's heaven, Kiyom Shematan, that's the Shiloh. And since the husband saw the way she went to the mikvah in between you're supposed to think, Oivei, Miss Thomas, she went to the mikvah because she was a Nida. So that should be like Yediya, that he should have realized each time she went to the mikvah that before that she was a Nida, and therefore if he lived with her, he lived with a Nida. So that's the shal is those days, the fact that he realizes that she went to the mikvah, is that called Ki Yediya Dami or not? That's the Kabbalah claim. If here it's called Ki Yediya Dami, so Shita by Shabbos also, the days in between, should also be called like a Yediya in between to Mechalik each Shabbos, you chayiv separately. Toshma, come in here. It says the Mishnah Sabor, like Katanas Yechiach. To keep your head back, what's going to be if the man lives with Nisha Katana Anida? So Vishleim of the Rav, according to Rav's hand, we're talking about a few ladies, different gufim. So Shal was Shabbos also could guf dami, could diff could gufim dami. El Rav Chizda, talking about one Isha, my Katana, what's Lashon Katana? We're only talking about one Isha. The Shal was as the Yom Shem Etayim, Kiyadiyah dami enough. That's not a Shiloh about gufim. So then Echnami should be girl with Katanas the Alma. It doesn't mean this, there are a few Katanas here. It means Lashon Katanas the Alma of some general term Katanas, but here we're talking about one Katana. Now the Gemara says, Mas Nisin, the Loika Hadain, our Mishnah Vaid, not like this Brisa. Loika Hadain, not like this Tana. The Tanya we learned. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he'll learn something like this. Loitach Sholom Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lezer. This was not the Shal that Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer. El rather Kach Sholu. This was the question that Rabbi Kiva was bothered and asked Rabbi Lezer. Habu Alishta Nida. A man lives with his wife when she's a Nida Bishagi. Because Rabbi Alishta Nida. Bela Machas happened the second time with one forgetting. He did not realize in between that she was a Nida. Now what's the locha? Chayiv Achas Hakulim. It's a Chayiv only one Chatez because there's one Halama, one forgetting. Or Yechayev Kolachas V'Yachas, since each one's a separate Meisah, maybe Yechayev separately, each one separately. Or Malay, this Rebbe Lezer says back, Yechayev Kolachas V'Yachas, yes, Yechayev each one separately. Mikal V'Choyma. Or Ma'a Shabbos, Shein Bo'el Azorachas. There's only one Azora, not to do Melochas on Shabbos. There's one Azora, Lestasu Kol Melochas on Shabbos. Shumuzer Ala Shabbos. V'ya Shabbos, Ein Musera Solov. But it's not the Shabbos is muzer upon you. There's only one person. You're muzer not to do malachas. Still chayiv the kolachas v'yachas. For every malacha you do on Shabbos, you chayiv separately. Trashi mosa chomish ovis malachas belamechad. You do five different malachas with one forgetting. You chayiv five chatois. Even though you're the only one that's muzer on Shabbos, not that Shabbos is muzer on you. There's no two people. There's only one person. If so, nidra. Sheesh poshtei azoros, but nidra tu lavin. Meaning to say, shehu muzer ala nidra, but nidra muzer ala love. The azor applies to both. Both to the man and both to the lady. Is this upon both of them? If so, in the din isn't, it's worth to say, shehu chai b'kulachas v'yachas. Then the man lives with the nidra a few times, for every mice is chai b'novachatis. That was Rabbi Lezer's answer back. On this, Omulah, Rabbi Kiva said back, no. Lo yimamat to b'shabbos. You don't know why b'shabbos yichayiv each one separately. Sheesh potitzos harbi. There are a lot of different halachos from halachos, different halachos on Shabbos. That's why yichayiv each one separately. Lechatis harbi ki b'chayiv 39 chatois on Shabbos. But to yom of the nidah ma'ashenkem the yisamidah shem potitzos harbi lechatois harbi. There's only one lav by nidah. There's only one chatis. See, if I don't care if two people are muzer on it, for my sake, only one chiyiv chatis. That was the Rekiva's answer back. Or Melod, they said back to him, Habo la katana fechira, bring your proof, we live with a katana, need the katana. Shame, but it's so, it's harbor, there's no two people to mechayiv. The chato is harbor, there's only one chat, it's only for the man. And still, the chayiv, the kolachas viachas, for every bee he does, it's called a ganu maisa, he's chayiv a separate chatis. Or Melod, the keeper said back, no. Loy in the matter of the katanas, you know, even though the man lives with this katanas. She can go for machlokim, the case with a different katanas, the different ladies say that's why it's chayiv five chatois, because each guf is different. Mashenken here, it's one malach on Shabbos, it's one guf doing the malachas, maybe you only chayiv one. Or Melod, said back to Mabola, Behema Yechiach, Shei Gufa Mechokam is only one Behema, Bechayiv Kolachas Vachas, every time you live with the Behema, you chayiv another time. Or Melod, if you keep yourselves back, no, a Behema Kanida Nechnami, a Behema will be the same malach like Kanida. Rashi says we boil like Kanida. Kiva say have the same shalom by a behemah. If a man lives with a behemah, a few bees will be the same shalom as the chayiv one chatis who's be'alamacha, or is the chayiv each bee or bee. That was a Kiva shalom. What's the luck if a man lives with his ishtanida a few bees, or lives with a behemah a few bees? So we say each bee is still like a separate maisa, a separate chayiv chatis, even though it's be'alamacha. Or maybe no. So the Kiva tackle applies by Sufik. Rabbi Kiva was pushing it, Rabbi Lezer was pushing it back from Hilchos Shabbos. So kids, so this town is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is much for the Shiloh Rabbi Kiva was in Hilchos Shabbos, not like this Braisa learns that the Shalom was Milchus Nida, and the opposite way around, the Blazer brought a Raya from Hilchus Shabbos. Hadron Alecho Amrulai. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Sofak Ochal Chelev, Sofak Loi Ochal? Person has a doubt whether he ate a kezayis of chelev or not. In other words, he ate something, and he has a doubt whether it was chelev or whether it was shumin. Even the case, let's say, knows for sure he ate chelev. But let's say, sofek yesh by kishir, sofek ain by kishir, he has a doubt whether he ate a kezayis or less than a kezayis. For the kid says, that kishir did the chet.